From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tune into hockey's All-Star Game tomorrow night, and you'll see something a little different. New uniforms will make their debut at the NHL. Now, the changes aren't that startling, much to the relief of many hockey fans, but the new duds should make the players a lot more comfortable. Paul Lucas follows such developments for ESPN.com, and he has a blog called UniWatchBlog.com. He says while the NHL showed off its concept at the All-Star Game, it's still unclear what the new team uniforms will look like. They won't hit the ice until next year.
The new uniforms are being done with new fabrics. They're lighter weight, they're more moisture repellent, and they're cut to a slightly slimmer silhouette that the hardcore fan will notice. But to the average fan, they really don't look that different than the average hockey uniform.
Well, I think the emphasis there is on slightly slimmer silhouette, because for all the talk about new sleek uniforms, the picture that was revealed yesterday of that All-Star uniform doesn't look all that different.
No, it basically looks like a hockey uniform, and that's what fans were concerned about. There had been rumors, there had been some initial reports that the jerseys would be tucked in, and Reebok, which designed these new uniforms, did try that at one point in the design development process, but the players basically nixed that. They said that they were overheating in the tucked-in jerseys, and they wanted them untucked the way they've been for generations, for decades, for centuries, really.
Paul, give us a history lesson. Why did the players wind up wearing these big V-neck hockey jerseys in the first place?
Well, hockey was originally played outdoors, and the players wore sweaters. And even professionally, when in the infancy of the National Hockey League itself, a lot of the rinks that the teams used were outdoor rinks. And you're wearing sweaters, and you're wearing layers, and you're wearing all these things to keep you warm. Nowadays, of course, the game is played indoors, and you don't want to stay warm. You want to stay cool because you're going to overheat.
Why do they need new uniforms? What was the problem with the old ones?
Hockey textiles haven't changed much in the last generation. If you look at football, there's a lot of high-tech fabrics and textiles being used by Nike and Reebok and some of the other companies. And hockey players, they sweat a lot. And between all the moisture coming from their bodies, from the ice and from the water bottles, the average player is a lot heavier at the end of a game than at the start of the game because of all the moisture retention. The new fabrics supposedly are more moisture wicking. They're also moisture repellent. And supposedly they're 25% lighter at the end of a game than the current uniforms.
And this ostensibly would lead to better play.
Yeah, to better performance. Also, today's athlete is basically more athletic and more flexible than the athlete of a generation ago. And a lot of current players have resorted to using more billowy uniforms, more oversized jerseys, so that they can have the full range of motion that their bodies can now achieve. And the league has wanted to come up with a way of avoiding that. And so the new jerseys supposedly employ stretch fabrics, stretch textiles that will allow the same range of motion without having to wear a jersey that's two or three sizes too big.
Why did the league want to move away from the poncho-like billowy jerseys? Is this a matter of aesthetics?
I think it's somewhat a matter of aesthetics. There's a thought that one of the marketing problems with the game right now is what's referred to as the clutch and grab game, where players basically try to slow each other down with a lot of clutching and grabbing and defensive tactics that are technically illegal. And by having a sleeker silhouette and a trimmer-fitting jersey, you're going to see less grabbing. And this is something you see throughout sports now, more skin-tight or trimmer-fitting jerseys to give your opponent less to grab onto.
Paul, do we know when they will start wearing these new uniforms?
Later this spring and in the early summer, the individual teams, the 30 teams in the NHL, will unveil their new designs. And then next season, the season that begins next fall in October, the new system will be used league-wide.
Paul Lucas, thanks so much. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
Paul Lucas writes about sports uniforms for ESPN.com. He's also editor of the sports apparel blog, UniWatchBlog.com.